Justin Watkins, big hockey fan. Hey, help bring the team here. Come on now. You were one of the guys in on the ground floor locally. He's, of course, here at Battleborne Injury Lawyers. We're here at Battleborne Injury Lawyers. Adam Hill, Cofield. Can we talk about the goalie decision? Tough decision. What do you do?
Oh, I think it's – I think the – if the reports are true and it's 5-5, that's a good deal for Leonard. Leonard is one of the top 10 goalies in the league. I don't think you can pay $12 million for goalies. There's only one team that's paying that kind of money for goalies. It's Florida. They paid $12 to Bobrovsky, and they've regretted that. Now they're saddled with a huge contract for, you know, a middling goalie. Maybe he comes back to his Vezina form. You're either moving Fleury or you're buying him out. Because the problem is we have a lot of contracts that I think would be advantageous to want to move, but who's going to be buying contracts right now when you – pretty sure there's going to be a flat cap for at least two more years.
And there's all the expansion draft of next year to keep in mind as well, where if you're bringing in contracts that are advantageous, you're going to have to protect one more player too if you're another team. There's a lot that's going to go into weighing these decisions.
How to make sure you mention VGK expansion draft. The VGK roster
is protected.
Okay.
Right.
Because people might misunderstand you.
Yeah. Yeah, but if teams start acquiring guys, then all of a sudden they're going to have to wonder who to protect and how many more guys to protect and add another guy to protect on your list. It does become more complicated. But yeah, VGK doesn't have to worry about it. But if teams do acquire some of those contracts, then they would have to worry about that. There's just a lot that goes into it. I was disappointed that the Golden Knights made neither goalie available today.
Yeah. Well, and I'll say this about the expansion draft. You know, all the GMs, all the teams around the league are basically like, we learned our lesson from Vegas. This isn't going to happen again. You know, that we're going to get taken advantage of in the expansion draft. But because of what happened and the flat cap, I think it's absolutely going to happen again. Because yeah. Seattle's got a blank payroll. They can eat all these bad contracts and just stockpile draft picks for taking on bad contracts. And so they may not be competitive year one. Maybe they will be, because it's not like if there's a big contract, it's not like that means that player's bad. It's just not worth the money for that team in the current cap space. Yeah. So they could just take on a whole bunch of contracts and load up on draft picks. And I have no doubt that it's going to happen. It makes a contract like Paul Stastny's, he's got one more year. It's at 6.5. That's kind of a big number for us for where he's fitting in.
Yeah.
Movable, because whoever accepts that he's not exposed to the expansion draft. It's a one and done. I would think he's one of the prime suspects to be moved. Fleury, I think for sure, is going to be moved. I mean, if they keep $12 million in goalies, I would think that that's a mistake.
Yeah.
But
if they can find a suitor.
Yeah, I think there's plenty of teams that would love to have a goalie, even at 35 or 36, of Fleury's potential, of Fleury's skill level out there. I mean, if you're Colorado, you're telling me you wouldn't take him? You'd take him, right? If you're Calgary, you'd take him. There's at least a half a dozen teams, but there's also a lot of goalies out there in free agency this year, so it's a little different, and his contract's a little high.
Will the Knights have to sweeten the pot with another player with Fleury?
Well, I don't know, because they could buy him out, and the hit on a yearly basis would be – it changes each year, but it would be 2.5 year one, 3 year two, 2 and 2. And so if they just bought him out of his contract, it spreads those 2 years among 4 years.
Right.
And it means that you're paying your goalies total around $7 or $8 million, even with the buyout included in the goalie. And that's the number we're paying now. So it would effectively change.
Well, that's if you don't bring in a quality backup.
Right.
I mean, that's the other thing to weigh of, like, if you can do it. So, I mean, there's a lot of factors at play there. You're right. And could they buy him out? Yes. If they find somebody to trade for, you just say, hey, we'll give you this prospect and Fleury and pay half of Fleury's salary if you, like, give us something back. I don't know what they're going to try to do, but I do expect them to listen to offers and try as hard as they can to get rid of that contract.
Yeah, and I don't think they'll retain much on salary again, because the buyout is a viable option here. But bring back Malcolm Subban, not because he's a great goalie, but if Leonard's our – well, he's cheap, and if Leonard's our goalie of the future, he can't do shootouts.
Yeah, you want him for the shootouts?
I want to put him in for shootouts.
There you go.